Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw quite a crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed Coffey is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of BMC Associates, and also Cop Consulting. And he is the guy we turn to when we're trying to find out how do we deal with the environment around us as business owners, whether it be partners or family members or whatever, other stakeholders. And he's spent his career helping people sort that out, and has done it very well. Now we're talking about what I'm calling the fourth quarter of our careers. I'm in mine, and maybe. And, of course, everybody gets to define that, right, Ed, differently. Maybe the fourth quarter is the last of your in your own business, which is where I am. And maybe it's the you've just gotten retired from your other business, and it's the fourth quarter of your life, right? So how do we – I've reinvented myself over the years. What are your suggestions for reinventing ourselves in the fourth quarter?
Well, I'd like to focus in on an area that BMC has given a lot of attention to over the years, and that is those of us who are partners in our business or partners in our lives with a spouse or with someone else. We often our success depends on how well we work with someone else and how well we live up to the expectations and standards of those around us. So sometimes in the fourth quarter, you're still part of a team. And one of the ways, I think, in which you can hope to aspire for your best in those circumstances is to make sure that you have yourself and the other members of your team holding you to the highest standards. Sometimes as we get older, sometimes as we reach the end of a project, we begin slacking off a little. And there's no better way, I think, than to identify yourself as part of a team, be motivated to perform for that team, and rely on the team to tell you whether you're doing well or not. So this could be your business partner. It could be, we were talking about, an accountability partner that you choose from the outside, or it could be your, as I was saying before, your spouse or other partner in life. Making sure that you're open to hearing from the world and this is
the process of disengaging from your company, from the company you founded. Is that what you mean by?
Whether you stay in the company, as I know. Jim, I can't ever imagine you not doing what you're doing, or whether you're moving on to a next stage. It's important not to be doing it alone, in the sense of not holding yourself accountable. You know, you may be holding yourself accountable to the greatest partner that you could have in your religious sense, or maybe in a more mundane sense, holding yourself accountable to your business partner, your family partner, your friends, your children, and asking them to help you.
Now, am I going to identify how
you're doing?
Is there going to be an expectation of me making a declaration? I mean, if they're holding me accountable, then that means they're going to say, okay, Jim, what is your position? What are your plans to? Are you prepared to declare and stick with it?
Absolutely.
That's going to freak a lot of small business owners out.
Yeah. I mean, they're used to. If they've been playing the big game really smart all along, they've been making public to someone, not public to the
right.
whole world, but
right.
public to someone, their aspirations and their commitments. And then periodically, reliably, and seriously, giving an accounting of themselves to that that partner, again, whether a business partner or something else, and saying, here's where I've made it, here's where I haven't. Help me think about how I can do even better.
One thing, Ed, that I've noticed about myself and others, and I'd like to recommend, is that even if you're not ready to retire, but you know it's going to happen sooner than later, because you're a little bit older and maybe in the fourth quarter of life, just starting to talk about it, think about it, just beginning the process of imagining what that would look like. That helps, because I've seen a lot of people who've ultimately retired from their small business, but they had to talk about it for 10 years before they did it.
Yep, and, just another level of that is, as I've contemplated retirement and sticking some toes into the water on that, I've actually put together a business plan, in effect, for myself. Who knows how many more years there'll be, and who knows when you're going to want to change your business plan. Mm-hmm. But for the first few years of this new stage of life, I've put together a business plan, and I've shared it with the board of directors, so to speak.
Right.
And that includes, in my case, my wife,
right,
and certain select friends, and
right,
we are reviewing my progress on that business plan. So nobody, whether you're just starting your business or ending
right
it and going into retirement, can really hold themselves fully responsible,
right, and
accountable.
I've got to wrap it up. You got a quick website quickly?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.